This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition parties held talks to finalize electoral alliance in upcoming local level election. Supreme Court scraps writ filed against provision requiring people's representatives' resignation before filing candidacy for a local level election. Supreme Court issues interim order allowing Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari to execute his duty in office. And Sri Lanka asks IMF for urgent financial assistance. Now the news in detail. The five-party ruling coalition held a meeting at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday. The leaders from the ruling alliance presented in the meeting informed that the meeting discussed on finalizing the issues of local-level election preparation strategy and electoral alliance among others within the ruling parties. Prime Minister's Chief Personal Secretary Bhanu Deoba said the meeting almost came near to finalize the sharing of seats for six metropolises and 11 sub-metropolises in consensus. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says conspiracies are being hatched to disintegrate the present five-party alliance. Addressing the establishment anniversary of the Nepal Students' Union in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba claimed the five-party alliance was the need of the time, saying garnering a majority by a single party in the current election system was unlikely. Prime Minister Deoba stressed continuing alliances. On the occasion, Congress's President Deoba promised to transfer leadership to a new generation by the next general convention of the party. The CPN Unified Socialist has unveiled its manifesto for the upcoming local-level election. Unveiling the manifesto at a program organized yesterday, Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal declared that each household would be provided with electricity up to 200 units free of cost through local government led by the party. The Supreme Court has annulled the writ filed against the provision of local-level elected officials required to resign from the post before nominating themselves for the upcoming election. Supreme Court spokesperson Bimal Paudel said the joint bench of Justices Tej Bahadur Kesi and Til Prasad Shrestha annulled the writ. Now, as per the election code of conduct, the elected representatives of the local body must resign from their posts to nominate for the upcoming election. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order allowing Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari to execute his duty in office. Hearing on the writ filed by suspended Governor Adhikari, Supreme Court Justice Hari Fuyal issued an order asking the government not to take any action against him at present. The Supreme Court has also called both sides on 26 April to discuss the matter. Governor Adhikari had filed a writ yesterday, saying the action taken against him was against the law. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has urged the political parties to prioritize women's candidacy in the upcoming local-level election. Speaking at a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia reminded that each political party should allocate 50% of the total number of candidacies in the election. He also said the limitation of election expenditure of the political parties had been fixed to make the local-level election economical. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad and Korean envoy to Nepal Park Chung-suk held a meeting at the Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday. On the occasion, Home Minister Khad thanked the Korean government for supporting Nepal in its infrastructure development. He also expressed gratitude to the Korean people, industries and the government for providing employment to Nepali citizens. Likewise, Korean envoy Chung Suk said now Korea would open EBS soon after the post-COVID. He also further estimated that about 30,000 Korean tourists would visit Nepal in the upcoming years. The government has revoked the decision requiring cash payment for on-arrival visas for foreign tourists. Earlier, the Office of the Immigration at the Tribhuvan International Airport had issued a notice asking tourists in need of on-arrival visas to carry cash of $200. Citing issues with the electronic payment system, the Immigration Office had asked the tourists to make payments in cash in US dollars. Tribhuvan International Airport Manager Premnath Thakur confirmed the annulment of the previous decision with installment of the Rashtriya Banija Bank ATM booths at the Immigration Office. Drinking Water Minister Umakant Chowdhury has directed the officials to distribute the water from Melamchi projects from the 24th of April. Reaching the water processing centre at Sundarizal yesterday, Minister Chowdhury asked the official to distribute the water on time. Director General of World Health Organization WHO Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is coming on a visit to Nepal on April 21st. Tedros is coming to Nepal at the invitation of Minister for Health and Population Birod Khatiwada. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed during the three-day visit, Dr. Tedros will be accompanied by Regional Director of World Health Organization Southeast Asia Regional Office, Dr. Poonam Khetrapal Singh, and other officials of WHO, according to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. On the occasion, Dr. Tedros will call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba, and Chairperson of National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha. The Nepal police has arrested three persons on the charge of trading cryptocurrency, which is illegal in Nepal. According to the Nepal Police Valley Crime Investigation Office, the arrested are Anup Mishra, 22, of Birtamod Municipality 9, Dinesh Thapa, 24, of Panamti Municipality 1, and Rahul Chachan, 26, of Kathmandu Metropolitan City. According to the police headquarters, police nabbed them for engaging in illegal cryptocurrency transaction that is against the rules, directives and orders issued by the Nepal Rashtra Bank for the financial transaction. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Ukraine's allies have pledged to send more weapons to help it defend against a renewed Russian offensive. The US and others vowed to send artillery, anti-tank and air defense aid to Kiev during a 90-minute video call on Tuesday. Ukraine says it needs the weapons to help defend itself as Russia launched a new campaign in the country's east. According to Ukraine, Russian forces have been attacking Ukrainian positions along the entire 400-kilometer front line since Monday. Sri Lanka has requested the International Monetary Fund, IMF, for urgent financial assistance. Protests have erupted in the island nation as it battles a devastating financial crisis brought about by the effects of COVID-19, mismanaged government finances and rising fuel prices that have sapped foreign reserves. According to BBC, the Sri Lankan Foreign Minister made a request for a rapid financing instrument, RFI, to mitigate the current supply chain issues. Meanwhile, police in Sri Lanka opened fire on crowds protesting at fuel shortages during the economic crisis, leaving one man dead and 11 others wounded. The casualties in the central town of Rambukana came after the live ammunition was used by police for the first time since protests erupted in early April. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have taken to the streets since Sri Lanka ran out of money for vital imports. They want President Gotabaya Rajapaksa to resign, but he is refusing to quit. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 30 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Ruling coalition parties held talks to finalise electoral alliance in upcoming local level election. Supreme Court scraps writ filed against provision requiring people's representatives' resignation before filing candidacy for local level election. Supreme Court issues interim order allowing Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari to execute his duty in office. And Sri Lanka asks IMF for urgent financial assistance. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.